Like so many others, I too have been swept up in the Susan Boyle phenomena. Susan Boyle, international singing star as a function of her appearance on Britain's Got Talent, the English version of American Idol. Of course, others have found success on such talent shows. The rags-to-riches story of one person whose singing prowess thrusts them into the limelight. But Susan Boyle's story has an added twist. It isn't simply that she has a magnificent voice with a range and power to move the listener to tears. It is because this remarkable voice is wrapped in such an unremarkable package. And I suppose this is why her performance on the show has attracted so much attention. If she had been a young, sexy woman, I doubt that her performance, while extraordinary, would have attracted much notice. For ours is an age that celebrates youth and beauty, particularly for women. Just look at the models that adorn the covers of fashion magazines or actors in commercials selling everything from perfume to shampoo. We are reminded constantly that it is the beautiful person, the attractive youthful woman that knows what's what. That is why Susan Boyle stands out, for she is certainly not the most attractive woman to appear on such a show. In fact, if truth be told, she was quite plain. No fancy hairdo, rather hair that really needed attention. And her eyebrows looked like they had never seen a tweezers in the dress she wore. I think my grandma used to wear that as well. And her age? Well, that made it all the worse. For when she told the judges that she was 47 years old, Simon rolled his eyes as if to say, "Why are you bothering me? Why are you here? 47? It's time to leave the stage." Susan Boyle's performance, now on YouTube with more than 35 million views, has been sent around the world by people who found Boyle's success moving, powerful, inspiring. I think as well many people touched by Boyle were thrilled to see such a plain Jane kick some butt, metaphorically speaking, that is. She came onto a show where the audience and the judges snickered, rolled their eyes, assumed that because she wasn't sexy, because she wasn't young, that there was no way she could sing, no way she could achieve her dream. And I can't help but think that many people identified with her because of her looks, because of her age, because of her gender, because they too have experienced being treated as less than they know they are. Too often women are dismissed before they have a chance to speak, to share their thoughts, to express an idea. Too often women are judged on their looks and their age rather than upon the wisdom they possess or the skills they have acquired. Men are given a pass as we age, women simply a passing glance. While I applaud Susan Boyle's success, I can't help but think that in some ways her triumph is a sad commentary on our society and on the age in which we live, where a person with enormous talents and a kind and gentle manner is dismissed before she's even sung her first note. I don't know how the story will end, but I do know that what I learned as a child is true. You can't judge a book by its cover or a woman by her age or the look of her brow. I'm Robert Barr, rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and thanks for listening.